All right. God bless you. Let me ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. As I said, such a familiar passage, verse 18 to 25. And this passage is a Christmas passage. Duh, right? Sure it is. And will remind us once again of what we know so well. Mary had a little lamb. We know that little rhyme for sure. And who would think, the author for sure, of that little rhyme, that Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. Who would have thought that 2,000 years ago, not when that rhyme was made, but 2,000 years ago, that was the truth. Mary did have a little lamb. And his fleece was white as snow. He was as pure as the snow. He was without sin. Let's stand together as we look at Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse number 18. You'll stand with me if you can. Well, the birth of Jesus Christ came about this way, after his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph. It was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. When Joseph got up from sleeping, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not know her intimately until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. God bless the reading of his word and to your hearing. Please be seated. You can hang on to those scriptures if you wish, for sure. As I say, who would known that that little rhyme, Mary had a little lamb, would mean so much to us, for sure. We're going to look at some characteristics of Mary's little lamb today, something that hopefully we might understand, that Jesus was a special lamb. Jesus was a special lamb, and he was a sacrificial lamb. But ultimately, because of all of that, Jesus was a saving lamb. Thanks be to God. Amen. That the lamb that Mary gave birth to was a saving lamb. That it didn't just end in his sacrifice. But all of that was to bring forth the opportunity for you and for me to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. How grateful I am for that. If you go to verse number 20, it says here, but after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord, this is Joseph, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is being conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. What's being conceived in her is a special lamb. A special lamb. It was special because of its conception. And we talked about that a bit in our class this morning, didn't we, guys? Mm-hmm. About the conception, how this took place, what a mystery it is. To think the Holy Spirit would overshadow Mary and she would become pregnant with the baby. It doesn't make sense to us. How can we fathom how that works? We know the biological process of having a child, don't we? Sure we do. So this whole aspect doesn't make a whole lot of sense or help us to understand what in the world is this all about. Jesus was a special lamb because his conception was very special. Jesus Christ had no... I love what R.G. Lee has, how he put it. Listen to this. This is unique. He says, Jesus Christ had no human father, but he was older than his mother. He had no heavenly mother, yet he was as old as his father. You almost have to say, what? Hit me with that again? Listen to this. is that Jesus Christ had no human father, and he was older than his mother. He had no heavenly mother, but he was as old as his father. When you dissect that and parse that down and put it up on a blackboard, you can see how all that works concerning the special conception that Jesus had. Amazingly, Jesus was born to a virgin, not to a woman who was a virgin. He was born to a woman who is a virgin. Through the entire process, she was a virgin, never having intimate relations with a man, but the Holy Spirit gave her this child, God incarnate. Like I say, we know how babies come, but we don't understand this, because this was a special birth. This was a holy conception that only God understands and God knows about. This conception was special. Not only was he a special lamb because of that, but he's a special lamb because of his conduct. Not just his conception, but his conduct. Jesus was different, let me tell you. Even as an adult, he was different. He, as you well know, did a lot of miracles. Feeding thousands, walking on the water, giving hearing to the deaf, sight to the blind, raising folks from the dead, calming storms with just his word. Jesus was a miracle worker. His conduct was special. Not just his conception, though that's miraculous in itself, but all the things and how he conducted himself was just very special. The messages that Jesus spoke was special, because folks, there were times when they would listen to Jesus and say, who can speak like this man? Who in the world has an understanding like this man? You remember when Jesus was in the temple as a 12-year-old boy, and all those leaders were listening to him intently as he began to talk to them about scriptures, and they were amazed at the wisdom Jesus had. You know why they were amazed at the wisdom Jesus had? Because they were listening to God. Jesus and God are the same. In this fact, he was God's son. And his message was special. And his methods, of course, were special. You know, Jesus never stooped to the level of his enemies. He never did. All those who came against him, abused him physically, abused him verbally, Jesus never surrendered to that type of retaliation to those enemies. His conduct was different. His method was different. His message was different, because Jesus was special in his birth. How thankful I am to know that this little lamb was special for the purpose of coming to provide for me salvation. Amen? He was special because he came to provide for me salvation in Christ. But another thing about Jesus' specialty was that his claim was special. Did you know that I'm sure there were some, perhaps, that would say this, but never with the power, never with the truth, never with the wisdom of God. Jesus' claim was that he was God. He claimed to be the Son of God over in John 10:36, but he also claimed to be God. Not just the Son of God, but to be God in John 14:9. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen, you looked at me, then guess what? You're looking at the Lord. Boy, what would it be like for us to be so bold as to say to somebody, because our walk with the Lord is so strong and so pure, that we could say, if you've seen me, you've seen a picture of the Son of God. Oh, not that we would claim divinity, by no means. Not that we would say anything that we are spotless or without blemish, for we were even conceived in sin as humans. But we can live as close to the Savior. I want to be. I hope I can be before I lay my head on the pillow for the last time. I want to be so close to Jesus that the world can't tell us apart. That we just look alike, talk alike, live alike, and walk alike. I want that to be, but that's only my choice. I have to decide to do that. I have to do away with stuff in my life. I have to let the Holy Spirit rechange everything about me, my attitude, my spirit, the way I see things. God has to remake me like Him. Jesus was special, even in His claims. But not only was He a special lamb, and I'm grateful that He was, but Jesus was a sacrificial lamb. Over in verse 21, we see these words, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus." Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. That only came by virtue of the cross of Calvary. You get that, right? Yeah, he didn't save us from our sins by walking the streets. No, our sins were saved, were washed, and we were saved by his commitment to the cross. When he died for our sins, he paid our sins debt. I love the song when it said, "I should have been crucified, not him, but he took my place on Calvary's cross. Thanks be to God." Mary's lamb, her special lamb, was a sacrificial lamb. He didn't come to walk on water. He didn't come to heal sick. Jesus didn't come to calm storms. Jesus came to die. That was his foremost purpose in even being born, in that he was born to die, to be our sacrifice. And it was a special lamb because he was a sacrificial lamb. Luke says about his mission, about Jesus' mission, he says, "He came to seek and save those that were lost." Yeah. He came to seek and, you know what? Hey, guess what? He came to seek me. Mm-hmm. He came looking for me. And I'm so glad the hound of heaven kept on my trail, David. He didn't stop until I turned and saw him and who he was and surrendered my life to him. We know that for sure. Jesus, Mary's special lamb, was not just a special lamb, but a sacrificial lamb. And he was a spotless lamb. But listen, Old Testament-wise, before a lamb could be offered as a sacrifice, it had to be spotless. No blemish, no... You got white, got a little black spot, can't use him. Got to be without blemish. Yeah. Jesus was that spotless lamb that went to the cross, dying for us, a pure lamb that died for a wretched world. Good night alive. We weren't worth him getting hurt for, let alone dying for, other than the fact that God loved us. Because we are his creation. God loves you because you're his creation. God loved you so much that he gave his son. And we talk about he gave his son on the cross of Calvary. But in actuality, he gave his son at Bethlehem. Yeah, he said, "Here's my son. He's walking to the cross. He's headed for the cross. His focus is the cross." He went to John to be baptized. His focus was the cross. He was healing Jairus' daughter. His focus was the cross. When he calmed the storms of the disciples in that boat, his focus was the cross. When Pilate washed his hands in that water and said, "I find no fault in this man," Jesus, it didn't matter to Jesus because his focus was the cross. Jesus was a sacrificial lamb, spotless, but not just spotless, but submissive. You know this. They didn't take the life of Christ. He gave his life willingly. He laid down his life. And I like this phrase that I grabbed it some years ago, that Jesus' blood didn't spill down Calvary's tree, but it flowed down his tree. It flowed down intentionally. It was an intentional flow. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sin. So he was a submissive lamb that went to the slaughter for all of us, because he chose that. He endured the shame. He endured the pain. Listen to this. Without uttering a word of rebuke. Now you guys do this. Now you're going to pay for your sins here. You guys put me on the cross, and I'll tell you what, I'm coming back. And you're the first one I'm coming after. No, Jesus didn't do that. Yeah. He went like us, that who are believers, and we find ourselves in a position for which we get a controversy, and someone wants to fight you, you know, and you want to fight them, and they say to you, says, well, man, I thought you were a Christian. You can't fight me. He says, yeah, I know I can't fight you, but the first time I backslide, I'm coming for you. Jesus didn't say that to them. He didn't say, I'm coming back to destroy you, to get you back for what you've done for me. No. He said, take my life. I love the world this much, and I'm giving my life for the world. So their sins could be forgiven. But he was a sacrifice lamb for sure. Spotless, submissive, really aren't enough. It's not enough just to have no spots and to say, okay, take me. You've got to go through the whole process of the sacrifice. And he went all the way across through the process of this mock kangaroo court, where he was judged and pronounced guilty for his crime, and sent to Golgotha for the cross. And I tell you what, Christ dying really was like a giant billboard. God put this giant billboard up for us to simply say, this is how much I love you. This is how much I care for you, in that I'm sacrificing my son so that your sins might be washed clean. You might be made whole. And this is what God does. Well, he was a special lamb, a sacrificial lamb. But he was lastly, and I'm glad to know that it didn't just end in the sacrifice. That there was a purpose and a plan for all of it. And that purpose and plan was that he was a saving lamb. He was a saving lamb. I thank God for that. And he has the power to save sinners. This is the whole point of the cross, for sure. For those who are lost in sin, you have hope. Those who've never given their hearts to Christ, you have hope. Because Jesus says, come to me. Come, let us reason together, he says in Isaiah. He says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll wash them ever with hope. Jesus says, come to me. Let's reason together. He says, you don't have to figure this thing out. You don't have to be a theologian or have some degree. You don't have to have full knowledge of what the Word says or have Scriptures memorized. He says, you don't have to. Let's just reason together. You come to me, and the blood I shed on the cross will wash your sins all the way. It's just like you took that eraser on the blackboard and you just wiped that thing clean. Remember how you used to do that as a kid? Well, Tori and Katie, you don't remember that. But anyway, we remember blackboards and white-off boards. I guess maybe you remember white-off boards. But as a kid, I remember what a thrill it was to get to wash the board, the blackboard. Yeah, because you get favored. You know, if you get to wash the board at the end of the day, you're favored by your teacher. You got a little bucket of water, you got a sponge, and you clean that board. You know, it's clean. This is exactly what God does for us. He cleans our board. And I'm glad that he did and that he does. He cleanses sins and he converts souls. What John 1:7 tells us, of course, that the blood is what washes our sins away and makes us every bit clean, completely clean. Our past sins, here's the glory of the cross. Our past sins, our present sins, and our future sins are washed away by the shed blood of Christ. It's not a partial cleansing. It's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the whole thing. You know, I wear a CPAP at night. You know, this is for sleep apnea. How many of you have CPAPs you wear at night? Just me and Ryan? I've got three of us, okay? All right. Well, a CPAP, you know, is just the mask. You have to breathe. You stop breathing and all that sort of thing, you know. And I accused Elaine of turning it off once in a while. But they have a thing out that's called a SoClean. Yes, a SoClean. It's a little machine that right now what I do is I take the little reservoir and I go to the sink and I have a special sponge and I clean the reservoir that has the distilled water in it, you know, and you clean the tube and all that sort of thing. This is kind of gross for some of you who aren't CPAP wearers. But in either case, they have what's called a SoClean in the little machine, and you put the tube, everything inside. I guess that's how it works. I don't know. Put the whole thing in there, close the top, and it cleans the whole thing. Jesus is our SoClean. He cleans us completely. There's not a part of us that's not clean when we give our hearts to Christ. He is the soul cleanser, and he converts us. Listen, the human soul is a wicked thing.
Amen.
Without Christ, we are wicked for sure. But he says, I'll take that characteristic from your life. And we're lost and undone without him. We don't have fellowship with God. We don't have a relationship with God. He says, but I'll give you that relationship. And not only does he cleanse us, but he changes us. He changes us. Like that old fellow, that old farmer says, when he gave his heart to Christ, and the guy says, man, you stopped sinning. He says, man, don't you ever want to go and just... you know, sin like you used to and have a big old time. He says, man, he says, yeah. He says, I can do anything I want to do. He says, I just don't want to do it anymore. Because God will change your want to. He'll change you, your spirit, your attitude, your focus for sure. And he has the power to secure us. If you ever wonder about whether or not you're saved, you got to know this for sure, that when you gave your heart to Christ, you were sealed to the uttermost. One old country evangelist said this, he saved me to the uttermost from the guttermost. He saved me completely. I love the fact that I'm secure in the hand of God. John 10 tells us this, and I give them eternal life, and no man can take them from my hand. My Father, Jesus says, gave them to me, and no man can take them from my Father's hand. I'm glad to know that once I place my life in the hand of God, I'm secure. There's nothing I can do to change that. Once he changed it, it made it eternal. You know how I know? Simple verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That doesn't stop. It goes on. It just goes. Look at that. That trajectory of our everlasting is we're from here and we're going forever until we reach glory. And then it ain't gonna matter. Because we're where we want to be. Yeah. We've received that prize. When you think about Christmas on Wednesday, and that special day of the 25th of December, and every year it comes without hesitation. Think about the fact that all of that was centered around Mary's little lamb. She had a lamb, and that lamb came spotless, white as snow. He was a special lamb in every aspect of his coming. He was a sacrificial lamb, that he came for the purpose, as I reiterate to you, he came not to calm storms, though he did. He didn't come to heal sick, but he did. You know why he did all that? He wanted to prove his divinity. He was showing you what God can do for the rest of eternity. This is what God can do. He didn't come to raise the dead. He didn't come to feed the 10,000, but he did. So here's the deal. He came to die. He was a sacrificial lamb. And then he was a saving lamb for sure, because he came to save you from your sins, to make sure that you're cleansed and made whole. If you've never given your heart to Christ, this is a perfect time. Sunday before Christmas, before that gift we recognize as ours. This would be a great time if you've never given your heart to Christ. I'll be standing here as we sing this little Christmas carol, Silent Night, because it was a holy night. Yeah. And it was a night to remember. How about this being a morning to remember by giving your heart to Christ? If you've never done so, you may want to become a part of Jackson Ridge Baptist Church. We'd love you to make that decision. You may have a prayer concern in your life that you'd like me to share with you and pray with you about. I'd love to do that. Let's pray together, and then we're going to stand and sing, and you'll move in obedience.